Brent joins us now. How are you, man?
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Doing very well. Let's start with what you want to see happen, and then we'll get to the poll from there.
Well, of course, Brian, I want to make sure it's clear to your listeners. A lot of folks may know me or met me in the past, but I've worked with Governor Landry for many years as his political consultant, political advisor. I also work with other organizations, political organizations, both in state and around the country, including Attorney General Liz Murrow and others. So it's good to be on your show this morning. And, you know, there's a reason why Governor Jeff Landry put forward a closed primary proposal, especially during a special session, which is really there to deal with some political issues because a judge forced the special session to take place on redistricting. And the voters like the idea of having reform. They like the idea of extending out or expanding the existing presidential primaries, which already exist in Louisiana. You know, the opponents of this have said, oh, my gosh, this is new. This is different. This is a dramatic change. And, Brian, that's not true because for decades, Louisiana voters have voted in closed presidential primaries where Republicans pick amongst a Republican to be the Republican nominee, Democrats pick among Democrats, and then that goes on to a general election in the fall, which is plurality, unless the political parties decide they want to let independents vote in those primaries, which they can. It's a Republican-on-Republican race. So this is nothing new for the state of Louisiana.
It's a Republican-on-Republican race. In fact, we saw that more than a half dozen times last November.
Yeah, you did, but it's a different system. And what we see here now is that 60% of voters, this is a survey just done in the last week. It was done by Greg Rigamer working with Bernie Pinsonat. 60% of voters in the state of Louisiana think it makes sense. It makes more sense to do a presidential-style primary with all primaries in the state or expand that out to other primaries in the state. 59% agree it only makes sense, that it's only fair that Republicans pick their nominee. Liberal Democrats can pick their own nominee for races. A majority of voters, 56%, believe Louisiana should simplify elections in November, shorter, simpler ballots, which is what this would do, where you basically can pick between one Democrat, one Republican, and the independent or two are qualified. 50%, this was shocking to me, actually. This number was literally shocking to me. 50% of Louisiana voters said that it should be more like other states where a plurality wins rather than a required majority.
Wow.
Only 35% opposed that. So 50% supported plurality, 35% opposed it.
Oh, my. Okay. So that, what's your takeaway from that?
You know, I think that voters are a lot more savvy than even sometimes politicians or definitely pundits give them credit for.
Mm-hmm.
And we become a nation where, you know, barriers are broken down. A lot of that goes to social media. And I think that voters see what's happening around the rest of the country, and they think that it only makes sense. They also, I think, realize that at a time when there's a lot of disagreement about hardcore issues, it's hard to come to consensus. I think they see it around their own dinner tables and their Thanksgiving tables. It's hard to come to consensus, and they just want politics to kind of move on and for things to get done. And I think they realize the plurality makes more sense just to get things done, move on, and keep the trains moving.
But that's not the nature of elections, though. I mean, it's 50% plus one gets you the prize.
Well, it's just, you know, if you look at the reality of our election, even under quote-unquote 50%, the reality is not every adult is registered to vote. Those that are registered to vote, not every adult turns out to every election, especially in some of the local elections with the percentage turnouts. So we really have never actually been at 50%. So that whole argument is a misnomer to begin with. Among independents, of course, most voters in the state don't even realize there's actually an independent party when you sign up. There's actually no parties. Are the majority of people, there's some folks that are in the, quote, independent party. But even among those voters, they agreed that we should move to a plurality system in this survey. So that was just really shocking to see that result.
Very, very much so. Because, look, reasonable people can debate open versus closed primaries all day long. That would change the face of a lot of things. And, yeah, not every not every grown adult is a registered voter, and not every registered voter shows up to vote. That's the importance of pushing turnout, though, is those who participate in the game are the ones who affect change. This would kind of, moving to a plurality would undo a little bit of that.
Well, I would disagree with you on that, Brian, but don't hyperventilate over just having change. and the electoral, and again, it's not a massive change because this has already been taking place for decades, and the presidential primary, and I sent a note to a news editor this morning, kind of ribbing him a little bit because he had written an editorial saying, oh my God, this is going to disenfranchise and potentially silence independent voters in a closed primary. And I said, really? I said, send me all the editorials you wrote about this for years over the presidential primary, because it's been that way for decades in the state. So, you know, again, if you look at the poll results just taken over the last week, two respected pollsters in Louisiana, led by Greg Rigamer, working with Bernie Pinsonet, we have these numbers. 62% said election reforms that resulted in fewer elections and potential cost savings would be good. You know, voters don't necessarily want to have an election in November and turn right back around a few weeks later and have to have another election. But to them, it makes sense. Get a chance to vote on all the offices. Get a chance to vote on all the candidates. Your voice is still heard, but you do it on fewer actual election days. It just makes a lot of sense to people.
How would this be fewer?
Yeah, 70% said party primaries in the spring, mm-hmm. and then a general election in the fall would give voters more time to understand the candidates. You know, if you have a system where the field is kind of determined by the time the spring is over, meaning the entire field, the Democrat, the Republican, an independent or two who might qualify for the ballot, it really does give voters time. They can still enjoy their summer and with their families, but it gives them time to kind of think about the candidates, think about the issues, and then have a really good election in the fall where that's decided. And again, voters in Louisiana are seeing this happen in states all across the country. You don't have disenfranchised voters or silenced voters all over the country. You don't have them disenfranchised or silenced in the presidential system currently in Louisiana. It only makes sense and allows a real debate on the issues and a look at the candidates. And it reduces a lot of confusion over these huge ballots with large numbers of candidates. And, of course, you always have a tremendous number of candidates in a lot of races that really have no chance to win. They qualify for the ballot. They don't really run a strong campaign, especially some of the non-party candidates. You know, and you just have these huge groups of names on these ballots, and it doesn't really relate to a robust debate on the issue like it might would be in this other system.
The Brent Littlefield is our guest. We're talking about open versus closed primaries. Brent, I have trouble with the comparison to the presidential election across the board, because the presidential election is going to be different by nature based solely off the Electoral College. No other vote that we cast is subject to that. So how can we back that parallel out of it?
Well, it's pretty darn simple. It's just a process of how the voters perceive it. If you go to the vast majority of voters, I mean, people that are really into politics and in civics class from high school do understand you have electors. But from the voter's perspective, they go into the booth to vote on primary day. You're going to have it happen again here in just a few weeks in Louisiana. And if you're a Republican, you vote on the Republican ballot. If you're a Democrat, you vote on that ballot. Candidates get chosen, and then those candidates go on to the fall ballot in November. Or they go through the primary process and end up with a fall ballot in November. So from the voter's perspective, they're voting on a Republican ballot, or if they're a Democrat, they're voting on a Democrat ballot. And then everybody gets to make a choice in November among the candidates that are on their ballot. So it's really a very simple comparison. And again, it's from the voter's experience, because folks, they're trying to sort of scare folks with crazy budget numbers for this and all this fear and trepidation, you know, ignoring the fact that voters have experienced this from their perspective for decades in the state.
Got about a minute or so left with Brent Littlefield talking about the possibility of closed primaries. So this is going to be brought up in the state capitol this week as the special session's going on. God willing, it'll happen after the congressional maps get done, so we don't have to have a judge force that down our throats. Do we know what kind of support and who's willing to rally for something like this?
Well, there's a tremendous amount of support, and I think that that is growing. You know, we do have a very short special session, and the reason that Governor Landry brought this up now is because you had the session forced upon the state by the judge, and it really is a session talking about politics and policy mixed together. It's a good time to have this discussion. I will add, by the way, Brian, that this is not Governor Landry's first choice. I mean, he did not look to have his the very first session be over this kind of inside baseball politics stuff. His primary focus is crime, and he is really driving towards the crime special session. But this was forced upon the state by the judge, and because it's kind of a mixture of politics and policy, it's a good time to have these debates. The House will take up the closed primary bill first, and then it will move to the Senate. And it certainly looks like there's enough support initially here in the House to move it over to the Senate.
Well, this conversation is nowhere near over with, but this segment we've just run out of time on. Brent Littlefield, I look forward to picking it back up a little bit later on in the week as the discussion moves forward.
Thanks so much.